Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
This may be a difficult show to pull off today. Lindsay's got allergies.
Real bad.
So bad. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to make sure that we knew it was just her allergies and she wasn't a contagion of some sort.
I always have to say that because the kids bring home nasty stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Old school diseases.
Kids are nasty. Yeah. They're coming home with measles and mumps.
Yeah.
Polio and everything.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
All that stuff we done eradicated.
I can tell it's my allergies because does the roof of your mouth ever itch?
Yeah, when stuff's going on, yeah.
Yeah.
The allergies.
Oh, it's separate. Oh, yeah. You don't deal with any allergies?
No.
What?
The roof of your mouth itches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to explain.
It's like a tingling kind of.
And you scratch it with your tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And then I made Riggins mad right before the show because Lindsay brought in these butterscotch Hershey's Kisses that are Harry Potter themed, and they are strong butterscotch smell.
Yeah.
And he was eating it and talking about how good it tastes or whatever. And I just made a little comment about how he was eating it.
Yeah.
And that he was smacking on it. Smack on it a little more, you can really tell how good. So I'm going to show you how he was eating it, okay? So I put it in, and he's like, oh,
He was getting the taste of it.
Getting the taste of it.
Yeah.
And what do you always say? Jody yells at me for the way I drink water. I mean, you are Jody. You like to complain about the things she does to you. You are the exact same person. You do the same thing. I'm not going to sympathize with you anymore when Jody yells at you.
Say, you know what? You deserve it.
You deserve it. There was a great example of that yesterday on the podcast. I'll have to get to a little bit later, but she had her revenge on TJ recently, and I just think it's fantastic.
Yeah, well.
Although, well, I'll have to get into it later.
Well, you think how fantastic it is when she shows up on your doorstep with no place to go.
Well, yeah.
You'll let her in.
For a while, maybe.
Because she'll come in there and go, what are we doing with these dishes, Riggins?
Yeah.
Are you through with this cup? Are you going to use it again? Put it in the dishwasher.
You need a plug in.
She might add a feminine touch to the house. Yeah. I could use that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you like those butterscotch? I hate how you left that, too. Like, I bought Harry Potter theme. I need to preface this.
Yeah, you did.
I don't buy anything Harry Potter unless it's absolutely worth it. And was it good?
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay.
But you're right, though. I couldn't eat many of them at a time because they're super, super sweet.
So sweet. They call it butter beer butter. I don't know.
Butter beer is part of that Harry Potter
thing. Oh, silly. Mm-hmm. Butterscotch, right?
Yeah. And they have it at, Disney? Universal?
Universal Studios is the Harry Potter stuff.
I was looking.
You talk about a scene.
Oh, I can't fathom. Is it real beer?
No.
Oh.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's fine, though, for the kids to be running around with their little wands and in their wizard coats or whatever you call those things.
Wizard coats.
Capes?
Robes?
Robes?
Robes, yeah.
Okay. Wizard well, whatever.
We're more not like losers, a poncho. Sorry. Looks more like a poncho.
Yeah.
But to see the adults doing it is somewhat sad, especially if I'm talking about the ones that are there as adults with no children.
Right, right. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That happens?
A lot. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mostly what you see.
I would say most.
Yeah, oh, no.
That's most of what you see. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Y'all know I love crime shows and I love crime stories, all right? But it doesn't always have to be murder, like my wife says. He's in here watching murder. It's not that. I like all kinds of crime stories. I love civil lawsuit stories, like something happened, now he's suing the company, those types of things. But this one is an international story, comes to us from our friends in India.
Oh, okay.
India.
Love it.
They finally caught this thief over in the way they pronounce it is New Delhi. Yeah, over in New Delhi. And he had been able to get away from the police when he would steal something because he had this this diversion tactic that he would use. And it worked every time. They've been trying to catch him for a long time now. When the police get there and catch him in the act, he can automatically poop his pants.
Mm.
Interesting.
And it's so foul that it causes the police to pause and kind of, you know, not want to get up on him.
Yeah.
And he takes off running. So Jesus. He's able to get away. It's like a, what is it, a squid that eeks?
Yeah.
For a defense mechanism?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
I saw that in Finding Nemo. Yeah, you're right.
You made me eek.
Yeah.
So they finally caught him because they had to order. And I'm guessing they only got this type of sophisticated weaponry and all from U.S. America. But they finally got their hands on some what we call masks and gloves.
Get you some mask and gloves.
So when they caught him this last time, he tried the technique and it didn't work because they were able to still run up on him because they were wearing... Man, how many times did it take for them to realize? I'm giving them two. Okay, two times of that happening. Go, all right, this is a serial burglar. So this is his weapon. Unless, how are we going to figure out a way around this?
Right. Yeah.
I'm two doing times. One time, and then I'm going to get the glove. I mean.
Yeah.
But you figure maybe the first time, it could be a one-off deal.
Yeah, like a fluke.
It's like, you don't need to be prepared for this guy again.
Right.
And what he's going to do. But what... miraculous biological gift that must be.
Yeah.
To be able to do that on command.
And so badly.
Yeah. And at the right time.
Yeah.
Like my kids can do that every time.
Yeah, but they do it at the wrong time.
At the wrong time. Oh.
So, yeah, I don't know what, if I'm police, and I don't know if they can shoot them dead in India. I don't think they can. I don't think their police officers and all are trained, not trained for, are allowed to do that. They may not even have guns. I don't know. You know, they're a peaceful people, the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of them don't even step on bugs.
Really?
Isn't that in India where that certain sect of people values every life so much that they sweep wherever they're walking so they don't accidentally step on any bugs or anything?
Wow.
No, and then they get all hunched over, you know, their backs get trained in that position where you just see them and they're always just hunched over walking.
Sweeping.
Like that. Yeah, just looking for just bugs. A sweeping.
Oh, wow.
That's I feel nice. Like that's going to happen to my wife.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to sweep this kitchen again.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Where are these huge discounts on great products? The deals page at tjriggins.com.
Check it out.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Yeah.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Happy April Fool's Day. It is the top trending topic. We're fooling you.
And you don't like it.
And you don't like it
We're
at all.
We're fooling you and you don't like it.
Now it's an entire day of just not believing anything you see on social media all day.
I hate it.
Because every company wants to take part of April Fool's Day.
Yeah, and in the morning radio game, it used to be the trend where every morning show that was not a serious show would do elaborate April Fool's Day pranks on listeners. And some of them just got completely out of control, like telling people to meet up in a field. You're going to drop cash from the helicopter and they all get out there and the cash that falls out of it has the radio station's logo on it. And all that causing,
that's bad so business ridiculous. Like that. Yeah,
can't do that.
Is it real cash though?
No.
You just duped them and now they're mad.
Yeah. And it's the April Fool's from whatever morning zoo. No.
It's funny, right? It's funny.
Nothing is ever funny that anyone does. Yeah. Especially those cheesy radios.
Yeah.
You know, we used to do, Ace and I would come on April Fool's Day and go, we're not doing an April Fool's prank on you, but we're going to tell you all of the stereotypical go-to radio April Fool's prank. So if you hear somebody else doing it, you'll know it's just a joke.
Just spoil it for everybody.
Heads up. Yeah. Heck yeah.
We'd always go, and Battle of the Sexes, War of the Roses is not real.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, icing on the cake for you.
Yeah.
So happy April Fools. Those two astronauts that were stranded in space for 9 months, Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, they did their first press conference yesterday. It was really interesting.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with Butch's lip? He got a little mark on his lip. I wonder if that's from being in outer space for so long.
Maybe.
Oh, no. Like a little cut on his lip.
Yeah. Huh. They said a lot of interesting things came out. They said, well, did you go to, how did you sleep for the first time in a bed in 9 months? She was like, I didn't even want a pillow because apparently when you come back from space, your skeletal structure is kind of out of whack because you have to hold yourself up. She goes, I just wanted to lay down flat for the first time in 9 months. You imagine?
No.
They all have back problems. Because they've been, sleeping in goofy positions. She said, I didn't even want a pillow, and I wanted a grilled cheese. And she was like, I was thinking about that the whole time. And that wouldn't be my choice.
Yeah.
But imagine thinking about something for 9 months.
But, even an astronaut, a trained, top-of-the-line Air Force person, scientist, is still a chick at heart when she gets home because she wants a grilled cheese sandwich.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah. They want that grilled cheese.
Yeah. It's what she wanted for 9 months. And finally got it.
Grilled cheese and some mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Strawberry shortcake.
And apparently they also come back anemic, which I didn't know. They said when you're in space, your blood floats in your veins. So you expel your red blood cells. It's like a whole thing. But
I had a friend growing up that was anemic. They went to church on Saturdays. I don't know what that was about.
April Fool's.
April Fool's. You should have seen your face.
That's fun. And then Kanye West is trending today because people are still freaking out about his interview where he had a Klan robe on and a black KKK hood on and did this whole long interview. And then he goes on to talk about how he regrets having children with Kim Kardashian, but it was all part of God's plan. So,
yeah.
Kanye out there again.
We need to send him to space.
More TJ and Regan's coming up.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, I had to talk to your wife 3 times on the phone yesterday.
That's what I heard.
A lot of business stuff going on.
Yeah.
Monkey business, but business nonetheless. Yeah. Just silly stuff. But I had to talk to her three times. But in between those phone calls, I was putting together this little video from your podcast, the TJ and Jody's House podcast, which airs every Monday at tjriggins.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube. And in this little video, you guys were discussing how she hides snacks from you.
Yeah.
I won't go into the whole story, but Jody buys these Little Debbie snacks on Thursdays for when their friends Michael and Jenny come over, because Jenny loves those Little Debbie snacks. But after they're gone, she goes and hides the Little Debbies. And she said it was a joke because he's going to eat them. So, but it was a joke. And if he really wanted them, he could go find them. And he said, I'm upset because I'm 55 years old. And the fact that you hide snacks for me in my own house. Yeah. I think the words he used was flies all over me. It just flies all over me. Now, what I want to say is last week I was critical of you, TJ, because I said, can't you just let things go? There was a viral story about somebody trying to get a parking spot, but somebody was standing in the spot. And instead of just going to find another spot, they stood there for like an hour and waited for the cops to come. And you said, I would do the same thing. The society needs, I'm going to teach society a lesson. And I said, can't you just let it go?
We have rules.
Now, I think I'm still right about that. However, if my wife was hiding snacks from me.
Yeah.
I would turn that house inside out. And TJ said, what he's planning on doing is removing everything from the pantry, causing a scene to prove the point. And I think you're 100% correct.
Thank you.
It's immature and it's childish and it's not the right way to handle things. I'm just saying I would do the same thing.
Yeah. And she says that she's just doing it as a joke, aggravating me.
Yeah.
You know, because I do that to her all the time, but I don't believe that. I think she is liar. She is liar to a people. She's a control freak. And she thinks that I am, you know, one Little Debbie away from a grabber. Yeah. Like I'm about to have a cardio infarction. As soon as I hear the wrapper open on another Little Debbie zebra cake.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't mention I just brought some in yesterday to the studio.
I ate that last night, by the way.
It's so good.
I was like, I have a little bit of a sweet tooth. I went, oh, I have a Little Debbie brownie in my book bag.
You got a whole box in there.
Is there the rest of her back there?
Yeah.
Well, so I agree with you, TJ.
I agree. I think I would probably do the same.
Be super petty and destroy the house.
But here's what I'm really going to do, and this is what I told her. I'm going to come home like probably several times a week with more and more boxes of Hostess things and Little Debbies and all of these things, and just leave them in plain view all over the house. Not eat any of them because I'm not looking for the Little Debbies to eat them during the week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, right. I have my cheat days and whatever, even though it looks like every day is a cheat day. But just to have them right there. So see, if I wanted something, I would have it.
Right.
Yeah. This is mine.
Right.
Sure. I get
that. You don't have to buy me any. I buy my own.
And wait till you see what I start doing with her big buckets of candy that she has all over the place.
Yeah, those blow pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he said. And she said, well, I'd go find them. If you hit them for me, I'd go find them because that's what I want.
Well, then you better get to the landfill.
Yeah.
Because that's where they're going to be.
She also said,
you didn't need that trash.
Yeah.
She said you've been doing stuff like that to her for 30 years, and it's her time to get one on you.
Is that believable?
Yeah, 100%.
I would not ever.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself. But now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Earlier, Riggins was talking about Kanye and how Kanye is still causing a stir and saying these wild things and, you know, vile things and all that stuff. Nobody has asked my opinion, especially my professional mental health provider opinion. But the best thing that we could do or anybody can do now with Kanye is to completely ignore him. If there was a way for people to just get together and say, ignore Kanye West, no matter how vile the stuff he says is, no matter how outlandish, no matter how mean, no matter whatever, ignore him. Mm-hmm. Don't respond to him. Don't do anything, because he's a narcissist. He's a classic narcissist. And that is kryptonite to a narcissist, is ignoring them.
It's just going to crush him.
Yeah, because they, as long as they're getting attention, they don't care whether people are calling them every name in the book. They want people to say disgusting things about them in retaliation, because they manipulate the situation like that. He goes in, says all these crazy things, wears a black Klan looking outfit, and he says all these anti-Semitic things. He does all this stuff. And that manipulates people to react to him, which is what feeds him. If people just said, okay, whatever, laugh it off and go on, he'd go away. Mm. Because you know, he's beyond just somebody who's a publicity freak. You know, he's a true, in my humble opinion, true narcissist. And people throw that term around all the time just because somebody may be arrogant or whatever, but that's, you know, he's the clinical definition in my humble opinion.
So he's somebody that would say any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. Or as long as I'm getting a reaction, it means that people care about me. Ugh. In some way or another. As long as I'm getting a reaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's
but
put a
I
stop
mean,
to him.
But the way that our culture is with celebrity, you know, news and gossip and all of that, they thrive on it, and he knows that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. He's one of the biggest stars in the world saying heinous mm-hmm. things. It's like, oh my gosh, it's hard to look away.
But is he a star mm-hmm. now, Riggins, whereas if he put out music that people would be into it or no?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the last stuff he's done, like the latest stuff, wasn't good.
It wasn't.
But just because it's him and his reputation, people would go by it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's that kind of weird thing going on.
I've mm-hmm. never thought he was that great.
Really?
I mean, even his old stuff.
And didn't your brother go to some sort of a stadium show or something that he did, one of his debut, his new album or something?
He went to like an album release party.
Yeah.
Something.
It was in the Georgia Dome?
Maybe. Yeah.
Mm. Dang.
Yeah.
And he just played the album and talked about each cut before he played it.
There might have been a performance. I don't recall. It was years ago,
mm-hmm.
long before Kanye was acting crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, he has come up with some really clever lines in the past.
He's one of the best mm-hmm. ever.
Uh-huh.
Is he?
Yeah.
At writing, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I don't like to give him that, though. I'm not giving it to him.
Yeah, well, some of the greatest turn out to be, you know, not so great people.
Oh, it's a shame.
Yeah. See, I'm just both great and great person. So you can't judge people by me, Lindsay. Right.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Believe it or not, I am always open to learning things from anybody. Just because I will call something out for being stupid and I get, you know, accused of being closed-minded, it doesn't make it true. Because I can learn anything from anybody if it's worth learning, if it's worth, you know, hanging on to. And even Miss Mariah Carey, as much of a clown as I think she is. This is Mariah Carey at a concert And was she trying to do something and the audience was talking or something like that?
She was doing the intro to her song Hero.
Okay.
And she has a story because it about heroes.
Okay. So this is what happened. This is what happened.
Well, you don't want to hear about 9/11.
It sounds like...
No. Well, you don't want to hear about 9/11.
What? Okay, so if she is talking about, she's going to tell a story about heroes, yeah, you know, 9/11 heroes and all that. But it gave me the idea because I get interrupted a lot. And when I'm trying to tell a story or something, mainly in my personal life, when my wife and little friend Jenny are around, or pretty much anybody, usually any of my wife's friends, that happens. So I'm going to start saying, okay, well, if y'all don't want to hear about 9/11 yeah, or something else that's like a past news story that would just be random.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, well, if y'all don't want to hear about Waco. Yeah.
Be like, what?
If y'all don't want to hear the real story of the JFK assassination.
That'll get them.
That'll shut them up real quick. Yeah.
Or at least get their attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do, though, is when I'm telling a story in the middle of it, and then I get interrupted by one of them, and then they get into a conversation back and forth, and I just stand there or sit there with the same expression on my face, like I'm on pause.
Yeah.
And I don't care how long it goes. They can talk for 5 minutes, and as soon as they finish, I'll pick up exactly in the middle of the sentence where I was that they interrupted.
That's funny. Are they ever like, what are you talking about?
You're going to finish that story.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the main thing is to point out how rude they are.
Right. Right. Sure. Sure. You know,
right.
In a passive aggressive way, sure, which is so healthy for all relationships that a person has in their life. Yeah. More passive aggressive behavior leads to more respect and love amongst each other.
Yeah.
Take that in, kids.
Yeah, I'm serious. If you're a child and you listen to this show every morning with your mom, then she may tell you that that's not the case, but I'm telling you, always be passive aggressive until the point where you have to be aggressive. That's the formula, kids.
Sure.
And you take that off and be that way at school today. It's a whole new you, passive aggressive you. That's how you get respect in the fourth grade. Yeah. Passive aggressiveness.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So Kenan Thompson is trending this morning. He's commenting about Morgan Wallen's abrupt exit from Saturday Night Live on Saturday. This story has just kind of gone on for longer than anybody thought it would. So if you weren't aware, Morgan Wallen was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live, and he walked out, and a lot of people, as the show ended, he walked off stage, and everybody made a big deal out of it. It was national headline. Morgan Wallen storms out of SNL and then says he's heading to God's country on his Instagram. Well, Kenan Thompson, who's one of the longest running members of Saturday Night Live, said, I don't know. It did seem abrupt. I don't know. But he pointed out, he goes, well, Prince did the same thing. Prince walked out, but we knew Prince was kind of a wacko and standoffish. And he went back into fantasy land. He said, I think Morgan Wallen might be a complicated individual.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what you're supposed to make of that.
It's simple. He didn't like y'all personally. He didn't want to hang out with a bunch of New York mamby-pambies drinking all night with y'all when he could be back on his private plane going to Nashville to party and drink in normal places that aren't in New York. You know what, New Yorkers? Here's a news flash for you. Not everybody thinks that you're better than everybody else, and not everybody thinks that your city is better than everybody else's city. Get over yourselves. The man doesn't like you.
Yep.
There are a lot of people that don't like me. I don't sit here and say it's some sort of controversy or anything and try to figure out why. Just say he doesn't like you. He didn't want to be hanging around you. He said thank you. He was polite, and he walked off.
Yeah.
He didn't have to kiss your ring just because you're from New York. Get out of here.
True.
Go do your drugs and ruin your lives and leave Morgan Wallen alone. Go write another talk show sketch or another game show sketch. Get in there and do what you need to be doing.
Which you always did.
Yeah.
I love that this one got you fired up. I love it. All it takes is the right celebrity story.
And is it possible he just wasn't thinking anything? I mean, like, I think, just going to get
home.
Like,
I thought it was over. That would have been my excuse.
I need a beer. I've been here all day.
Sorry. Right.
At worst, he wasn't even considering them, you know, one way or the other.
Right.
At best, he was like, I got to get away from these freaks.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, he gave the girl a hug. Like, calm down.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Did y'all really want to be hanging out with him after the show? No, you didn't.
Right.
You just can't stand it that everybody doesn't want to be around you.
Yeah. True.
A bunch of New York celebrities. Get out of here. Yeah. Dirty. Disgusting.
Love
vile,
this.
Vile people.
It's fun. Today is April Fool's Day. So it is the top trending topic today. Don't believe anything you see on social media, unless it comes from us. We're not going to fool you like that.
No, because we're not stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I didn't mean everybody from New York is a vile person. I'm talking about the New York celebrities are vile. If you were smart enough to move out of that godforsaken place and you're in God's country now, then I'm not talking about you.
Just a few of you.
Not you.
And then good news for the single guys out there. It looks like Sydney Sweeney is on the market again. She was set to be married in May, but apparently she has broken up with her fiance that she had been dating for a long time and engaged for a while. They had postponed the wedding until May, but now she's back on the market. And she is one of the hottest actresses in Hollywood. People, guys, and a lot of women, too, love Sydney Sweeney. They love her.
Yeah.
And she's pretty and she's super talented. So maybe you have a shot.
She's cute. Yeah.
Maybe you don't. We'll find out. So something fun coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now back to the TJ and Riggins show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So this is kind of like a little girl thing to do, but I have a lot of those things in my life. If I really start to look at it, like I call my dad for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
When I can't figure something out, I'm calling my dad because he might not have the right answer, but he can kind of lead me in the direction of finding the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of TJ, you said like when a woman gets married, she should try to go to her husband first before immediately saying, I'll just call my dad.
Yeah.
Because, and why do you say that?
Because your husband wants to be your protector, your strength, your, you know, the other half of you. And when you immediately go to your dad for everything, it's kind of emasculating for him. And it makes him think that you don't look at him as being able to provide what you need.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of get that.
And I used to say that to ex-boyfriends, like if they didn't do something, like I need something fixed and they never do it, I'm just going to call my dad just to make him mad.
Yeah.
So you're right. I'm just going to call my dad.
Were you a girl that called her dad a lot to help you with things like random stuff?
Not really.
Okay.
But I would throw it in someone's face to make them mad.
As a weapon.
I've never done that with Kyle because he's pretty, I just like nag him till he does it.
Yeah, right.
Of course. Yeah.
But ladies, if you are scoffing at that because of, you know, your feminism or whatever, you just think about how you would feel if every time he needed something that you could provide for him, he called his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, same
and
thing.
And he just said, well, I'm just going to call my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, same.
I would be livid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's why I did it, though, to make someone mad. So you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, you weaponized
it. Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Well, they're calling this guy the greatest Uber driver ever because he goes to pick up a rider, and he's an older guy. He's probably in his 60s, maybe early 70s. And he looks like my dad. You know, he's got a big belly and he's just, you know, seems like a nice guy. And he's taking his rider over to a mechanic shop to go pick up her car. And they've got some fixes for a car. And as he's driving her over there, he says, what are you doing over there? And she said, well, I'm having some things fixed on my car. He goes, well, let me do you a favor. I'm going to act like your dad so they don't try to scam you out of anything that you don't need. And she goes, oh, thank you. So he gets out of the car with her after they get to the mechanic shop and he goes right up to the hood of her car and he's standing there and he's like, I got my daughter here. And they're telling him about all the things they need to fix. He goes, we'll do that next time. We just want the oil change. Honey, go in there and pay for the oil change and we'll get out of here. So he was sort of like the fill-in dad so that she wouldn't get taken to the cleaners. Although I don't know that this mechanic shop was untrustworthy. He just sort of assumed it was.
Well, I mean, they're all going to try to upsell you things. That's why they're in business. If it was an oil change place or something like that, they're always going to let you know you need a new air filter. It's about time to get the transmission fluid changed. You know, all of those kinds of things.
Yeah. So he was just kind of maybe looking out
for... And I'm the first one to be like, sure, just do it all. So I need a dad like
me too. I think I do too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. You would say, go ahead and do it. My Uber driver here is going to take me to the bar while I wait.
Yeah. I'm the one that they target.
Yeah, my dad's the Uber driver, by the way.
He happens to drive an Uber.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. He's got that little sign in the front. Yeah. But I just thought that was like a really sweet thing that he just took the initiative. Was like, I'm going to help you out. This isn't part of the gig, but... Yeah. I see you're a young woman by yourself going to the mechanic. I'm going to help you out and just be a little shoulder of support.
I thought you were going to say, and then her car broke down because she did need all that stuff.
The wheels fall off.
And he did that so she'd call Uber again so he could make more money off of it. Gotcha.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right. I'm supposed to tell everybody that Mother's Day is coming up. Great Mother's Day gift. You can find at Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth is it's a company that I'm their top influencer. Blah, blah, blah. And it's gotten so... It was nice at first for them calling, give me good news. Hey, you're the best. And then now I'm screening them. I'm like, I know what they're going to say. Every time they're calling, I'm like, all right, tell them I'll get back with them. But I am obligated to say, because of the responsibility that I have as their top influencer, to tell you that everything you get on Cozy Earth is top quality. It's luxurious stuff. Bathrobes, sheets, clothing, that bubble cuddle blanket thing that I love. So you go get any of that stuff and you get my special 41% discount if you tell them you know me by putting the code TJ in when you check out. I know you may have heard Oprah talking about it. It was like Oprah's favorite things or whatever. If you call there now and get somebody on the phone and you say something about Oprah, they'll go, who? They're like, we didn't score TJ now. We don't need Oprah up in here.
Yeah.
Who's that?
We forgot her.
So go to tjriggins.com/deals and promo code TJ will get you the 41% off. I thought of my dearly departed friend Ace this morning. Well, it's not like I don't every morning, but especially this morning when I found this little factoid, as they say. Dinosaurs existed before flowers. Scientists believe flowering plants evolved as a response to dinosaurs, because plants needed protection against vegetarian dinosaurs. So they developed toxic flowers, then eventually evolved to have non-toxic flowers once the dinosaurs were gone. Now, why did that make me think of Ace? Because he would have found that so interesting, and I would have told him, they don't know that.
Sure.
There is no way they know that. They're just throwing darts in the dark.
Now, would that make him mad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, I would stretch it, too. There never was even any dinosaurs. We don't have any proof that dinosaurs exist. Oh, we don't? We don't have museums? That could have been anything. They just put together a puzzle full of bones. I mean, they can make it look like anything they want.
I love that. He was so passionate about it.
He was. But I really do believe that they just guess about most of this stuff. There's no way they know about this flower situation and what happened and all that.
Right.
And I bet they would really dig in and try to find out for sure if they got a big grant to do so. Funny how that works.
Mm.
They didn't have grants in prehistoric times.
Mm-mm.
Scientists.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. I saw a video on the social media yesterday that said something, the words that I hear a lot that just make my skin crawl, and it is in reference to a dog. And the lady said, he is my child. He's the same as my child. I don't like that. It's not your child. It's not the same as your child. And I came up with a way to determine and prove that fact that a dog is not like your child.
Okay.
Because if your dog were your child, you would not tell everybody you meet and brag to everybody you met about how you adopted him while he's standing right there.
It's true. Very true. Yeah.
We adopted him.
Yeah.
We adopted him.
You adopted
him. And if that was your son standing there, you wouldn't tell everybody that.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
No, you don't tell him.
Unless,
you wouldn't hide it or anything, yeah. But that's not, it would come up the first time somebody sees your kid, every time you're in a store, every time somebody says, oh, he's cute. He's adopted. We adopted him.
Yeah.
You'd never do that.
No.
I would.
That crushes.
Fun story. He's adopted.
We rescued him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I might say that.
We he was rescued in need of him. Rescuing. Yeah. Good point, you know?
I didn't save him. He saved me.
And look,
he's my therapy son.
And I have much respect for parents who adopt children. I love that.
Absolutely.
I'm pro adoption. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't stand there and say that.
No.
In front of the kids every time. But now, I used to say it all the time because my kids weren't adopted, so it was like a joke.
So it was funny. Yeah.
When people would say that my daughter looked like me or whatever, I'd go, well, that's funny since she's adopted.
Yeah.
And it'd make them feel foolish for a second. And then, yeah, I'm just kidding.
And when she's little, Daddy, what? What do you mean?
My kids got used to hearing all that stuff at such an early age. They'd just be standing there like, okay, here it goes again.
Yeah. We know it's a joke.
It's so funny.
I don't know, Dad. Something about Ronald Reagan.
Don't cry.
Don't let the tears control you. You control the tears.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Happy April Fool's Day. Today is April Fool's Day. It's the 1st of April. So, you know, don't believe anything you see on social media for the rest of the day, unless it comes from us.
Well, and I'm so stupid. I said, oh, today's April Fool's Day. I got to wear green.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, obviously.
No, I'm kidding. I just happened to wear green today.
Followed by Kid Rock is also the second top trending topic because he was in the Oval Office yesterday looking like a total goober. Mm. I don't know what the outfit choice was, but people are making fun of Kid Rock.
What was he doing?
I don't know. Kid Rock with the bowler on and the flashy suit standing next to the president. I don't know why he was there, but.
I know there was probably some executive order that he's, you know, that affects his interests or something.
Yeah, I think it was about scalping tickets.
Yeah, that's what it was. And he's also trying to broker a deal, a meeting between President Donald Trump and Bill Maher.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What?
That'll be great. That's who we need. The liaison. No, yeah. I don't. Is it a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
Yeah.
No, it's bridging gaps. You know, Bill Maher used to be just Mr. Ultra Liberal, but he's still a liberal, but he's a classic liberal. He's not a radical liberal. So there, Kid Rock found common ground with him, and he thinks the president can find common ground with him. So it's the beer summit all over again.
That's what it is.
Absolutely. I don't think I ever pictured Kid Rock in that circle.
A diplomat of sorts. Yeah. Yeah, he never expected it. But yeah, he is one of the top trending topics today, believe it or not. Today's National Sourdough Bread Day.
Oh.
Lindsay, did you get into bread during the pandemic like every other woman?
Oh, I've always, from the womb, I've been into bread.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He means baking it.
Yeah,
he means baking it.
Oh, baking it. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant just loving it. I'm like, I'm a carb lover.
Yeah.
But no baking. No. I will purchase, and I love sourdough bread.
You do?
Love it. It's so good, right?
Tech D Rob's big sourdough bread fan as well.
Yeah.
That's what they make their French toast out of at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is it good? So good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And they bring those little airplane bottles of syrup.
Yes.
To you. They look like little airplane bottles of alcohol. But they keep them in some kind of warmer, in thick glass bottles, but they keep them in some kind of warmer.
Yeah.
So it, when you pour it on your pancakes, it's warm.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's how they're going to find my body eventually. It's just in my living room surrounded by little airplane bottles of syrup, like just empty. Yeah. What happened? It's like, well, pretty sure you could tell.
Dripping down your face.
I think about dying alone a lot.
Yeah. You know, as somebody in syrup.
Somebody who's been single for a while. I think about it a lot. Yeah. More next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Boom.
Boom.
Kaboom. Kablooey. Kablooey.
Make sure you go watch the recap of the car show that I attended as a celebrity judge on Saturday, all to benefit Sonny Strong. And when I see Alexis, I'm going to choke slam her because she picked the worst angles of me for this video. Me bending over, looking all fat.
Why is she doing the videos? Why are you not doing it?
Because I was handing out ones? I was handing out trophies and stuff like that, and she was recording the whole thing, but she picked like the worst angles of me, so I'm not going to even write her a nasty email. I'm just going to dump a can of baked beans on her head. I'm so upset.
Up and tilt, baby. Up and tilt.
Yeah, well, yeah. Pregnant or not.
You just got to get her back.
I do.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, like post like the worst possible picture of her you can find.
Yeah.
And go, this is for the angles you posted of me at that car show.
Thanks a lot.
Well, and someone that
just
short,
because she can't get a good angle because she's so short.
That's what I was going to say. Someone maybe that short should never be in charge of videos. I'm going to tell you right now.
Because they never can up and tilt.
Never.
I'm like, who is that slob? Her, I'm like, oh, it's me.
Her up and tilt is like half of your body, comes to half of your body. So we're not going to do that.
He's a big one of those big selfie stick things and hold it up.
Yeah.
Seriously. Facing the other way.
Yeah. So, but go check out the video. It was a great time and it was for a great cause. At TJ Riggins Show on social media. I wanted to get you guys reactions to this drama that's surrounding Chapel Roan. She's one of the hottest artists out there. She's a young woman. She sings pop music, but she was on the Call Her Daddy podcast and she said, you know, she's 27. She goes, I don't know any of my friends that are my age with kids that are happy right now. Yeah. They're all tired. They're all upset. I just can't see it happening in my life right now. Maybe eventually, but I don't know a single parent my age that's happy. Mm-hmm. And I thought, whoa.
Well, I mean, I know she's young and everything, but I have no respect for anybody that goes on the Call Her Daddy podcast because it is complete and total trash, just trash, trash, trash. And if you're going on that, then you, by association, if nothing else, you're trash.
And I don't care for her, honestly, because she's so outspoken. You know, on
about
the red,
stupid things,
about dumb things, and on the red carpet, like, what'd you say? What'd you say? Like, no, be classy. You're famous. He's not. Be quiet.
Okay.
Just shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
A lot of people agreed with her. Moms are so tired. It's true. Yes, finally somebody's speaking my language. But other people are just ripping it. They said she's completely tone deaf. I have kids, and it's been the greatest honor and achievement of my life.
And if you're saying, so right, we're so tired, we're not happy or whatever, then you don't deserve your kids. If you tell her we are not happy because of these kids, then you ought to let the grandmama raise them or something.
He said it. You heard it.
You hate your kids. Yep. Nice.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.